There you go. Well, welcome everybody. We now have a quorum and welcome you to today's board meeting. We thank everybody in person and online for your attendance today. Our agenda today is limited to several items related to the purchase of the property that is the former North Temple landfill. Our agenda will allow for a period of public comment. Due to the abbreviated nature of this meeting, we are inviting public comment specific to the items on today's agenda. For those of you in attendance in person, in order to speak during the public comment period, please fill out a comment card and hand it to Diana Gardner. Comment cards will be accepted up until the start of the comment period. All public comments will be no more than 2 minutes in length. And depending on those, the number of people wishing to comment, we may not get to everybody. But again, as we reiterate in every meeting, please, please, please submit your comments online as well, whether or not you comment in person today. That feedback is very helpful to the team and to all of us on the board. Okay, we're going to go ahead and jump into the agenda, and we welcome Abby and Mike online, who are down at UVU about to participate in a water conference, and so we appreciate them driving down early to participate with us today. Okay, first item on the agenda is a presentation on the purchase of the North Temple landfill site, and so we'll go ahead and turn the time over to Ben with a huge thanks for all the time and energy Ben and everybody on the team have put into this engagement with CITLA over an extended period of time. We know it's a lot of work. We'll be just hitting the highlights today, but all of our deep, deep gratitude, Ben, to you and the team for all that you've been doing on shepherding this along. We appreciate it. And with that, I'll go ahead and turn the time over to you. All right. Let me get this mic on. There we go.
Perfect. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you to those who are joining with us online, our board members, and thank you also to the public and other stakeholders who are here with us engaged on this topic today. I'm just going to start out, and Mr. Chair, I think if it's appropriate and okay, I'll handle both the presentation for the purchase sell agreement and for Rio Tinto at the same time as they go hand in glove, if that's okay. I anecdotally, it's been interesting over the last couple of months, and I got, I'll say, even a little bit challenged on this last week when somebody said, what are you guys actually doing in the Northwest Quadrant? And I've heard that question a lot over the last 9 months. And whenever I hear that, I know we have not been able to talk about it in public, but I feel like everything we're doing is for the Northwest Quadrant. We're spending a lot of time and attention on what's happening in the Northwest Quadrant. And today we'll get to talk about just some of that. I know we don't get a chance to talk about that as openly in public as what we would like, as a lot of these details are confidential. But we appreciate the public understanding as we've pivoted. And today, to me, marks a very, very important milestone for the Port Authority. I think since I took this position, it has been building towards this development, which is the purchase of the landfill site. I do want to disclaim that today's step is not the last step. It is the last step for our board. We still have a couple other hurdles that we'll need to clear, but we're looking at a potential closing within the next couple of weeks. We have to have a few other things go right. A few other things have to happen, but that's our anticipation. So to facilitate that closing, we're convening this meeting here today to adopt the last and final agreements that will be necessary for closing. There is one other negotiation that is still happening with SLR, and I'd just like to remind the public and remind our board they do have a vested interest in this contract and this agreement and this site and making sure that this site is taken care of in an appropriate and the right way. So we'll still be working through these last few details, but this is the last public step necessary for us to go to closing. I will say that we are holding a meeting. I believe right now CITLA is also holding a meeting seeking approval from their board for this final agreement as well. The other party that has an interest that I will be talking about today is Rio Tinto Kennecott, and I'll be explaining some of the dynamics related to that contract as well today. But let me just start by answering that question. What is it we're trying to do in the Northwest Quadrant? Our top priority, as has been since I've taken over in this office, is to ensure that we oversee, help, facilitate, but mostly ensure that the 7200 South, the North Temple landfill site, is remediated in an effective and efficient way, meaning quickly, but also in a way that will benefit the west side of Salt Lake. And I'm just going to say this, I'm going to say this now, and I'll probably reiterate this a couple of times, but for those who do not believe that economic leadership, statewide economic leadership, cannot come from the west side of Salt Lake City, I'm telling you that's absolutely crap. The west side of Salt Lake City can lead the state economically, and I believe will lead the state economically. I think as we bring this land back into the marketplace, we're going to be able to help redevelop this in a way that will provide economic leadership and multiplier impacts for generations to come. That's our intent. So let me just start with that piece, and I'll come back to that as that's the purpose of our meeting today. But let me just also speak to the logistics study that we're working on with CPCS. That will be a public transparent process. We will be engaging the public for feedback, what they would like to see when it comes to logistics. For those who believe that there is a predetermined outcome in terms of the logistics and what we're planning to do in the Northwest Quadrant, that is not accurate. Our goal is how do we have better rail and transportation flow, not only through the Northwest Quadrant, but through the state of Utah? How do we become a better multimodal state? If everything in the Northwest Quadrant is dependent on truck, then we have failed. And so we're going to be looking at that over the next 12 months with CPCS. Part of that will be our studies that we're working on with Salt Lake City as well, which I'll speak to. But again, we're trying to get less traffic on the roads, better multimodal access. At some point, we will talk about what does a port facility, quote unquote, look like in the Northwest Quadrant. I've said this before, but the only way we will build a port is if it brings in another Class 1 rail line to the state of Utah. That's absolutely imperative. If we build a port, nobody's going to use it unless somebody else is a Class 1 provider comes into the market to provide intermodal service. We also want to continue wherever we can, not only in the Northwest Quadrant, but across the state, facilitate air cargo. And I don't want to go too much into that because it's not my realm, but I do feel like there's some low-hanging fruit and things we can do to help support, and I want to use that word because it will never be anything but that, but to support the airport and their efforts to build cargo services coming in and out. The last thing I would say, and again, something that we'll come back to a lot because it's where we're going, focus on developing an area of economic strength for the for the future economies in the state of Utah. And the way we're going to do that, supporting high-wage jobs, attracting and creating advanced manufacturing employment, and by curbing distribution center growth. We've said this before, distribution and warehouse is not a type of economic foundation you can build on. In my mind, and I've been doing this for 20 years, I hope I know something, the pivot we've made over the last 12 months is really, really important. It is, we are not trying to build a logistics economy. We are trying to use logistics to build a formidable, future-facing, durable economy. That pivot may not sound like it's all that important. It's absolutely vital for the direction that we're going. The fourth that I would add is that we are protecting the Great Salt Lake and its wetlands. We'll continue to work with stakeholders to make sure that we're doing whatever we can to support the Great Salt Lake and its wetlands. Part of that is the air in the Great Salt Lake. Victoria, I heard your comment, but I'll keep going. And please interrupt if you have something to say. But one of the things that we feel like is absolutely vital is the air quality in the Salt Lake Valley. That's what we're trying to target here. We want trucks off the road. We want cleaner trains. We want a lot of cleaner emission vehicles and all modes of transportation so that we can have better air quality here in Salt Lake City. In many ways, that is a direct end goal of exactly what we're trying to achieve. And I would say anybody who would say otherwise is misleading. We are trying to help clear the air. We're trying to be a solution. We're not trying to add to that burden for air quality issues. But I'd also add that we're trying to protect, as was witnessed with our last board meeting, we're trying to protect the Great Salt Lake and its wetlands. So with that synopsis of what we're doing, I realize we're still at a higher level. We'll continue to get more granular over the next several months as we are able to. As I dive into these agreements now and the two resolutions that are before the board, let me just say that's a little bit difficult. One of the things that I struggled with early on in some of these negotiations was trying to put the cart before the horse. We just can't do that. We have to take care of these types of things one step at a time. I would just remind the public that and stakeholders that we're dealing with the landfill here that has been a legacy landfill. We know that it is currently leaking hazardous material, leachate, onto neighboring properties, and we understand the impact that if this is not taken care of now, we feel like it will harm not only this site but the adjoining property in the next several decades. So for us, getting this remediation done quickly has been a priority. So let me speak now to those two resolutions that are before us, because I want to, again, remind the public, help the public understand what it is that we're trying to accomplish in the Northwest Quadrant as a comprehensive plan, and then become very, very granular for how the landfill and these two resolutions fit into that higher level plan. So with regards to the landfill site itself, this is a very, very complicated piece of property that we're working with. There's no denying that. You have multiple stakeholders that have an interest. You have multiple stakeholders that are involved because of just the nature of the environmental site itself, but then also a number of different landowners who've had some type of ownership or restrictive covenant right over the last several decades. To that end, we've been working through this in a as expedited timeline as we can. I've heard from both sides of every conversation that they wish we were going quicker. We just can't. With a site like this, we just have to make sure that things are done right and try our very best. And then at the end of the day, hope we got everything right. I think we're getting to that point now. So we feel comfortable as staff finally bringing this to the board for their final approval. So the two resolutions that we'll be looking at today, the first one is with the State Institutional Trust Lands Administration, CITLA. This will authorize staff and our PID to go ahead and actually purchase the property when all of the papers are signed and everything is ready to go. And again, as I alluded to, there's a couple other steps that we've got to get through. But we feel like it's now in a place appropriate where we can bring this resolution to the board. The resolution does authorize the PID, the Public Infrastructure District of the Port Authority, will be the owner of this property. So it will not be the Port Authority itself. It will be the Port Authority through the Public Infrastructure District, which is why we're having another meeting right after this meeting, so that we can explain those dynamics related to the PID. So this PSA will allow for the authorization to purchase the property. The purchase price that we've agreed upon with CITLA is $30 million. We've added $1 million to that amount for some of the costs they've incurred. We feel like with what we are taking on, and this is very, very important, when last this property was transacted, the purchase price, as we understand it, was $1. We understand everything that is going to be required of us. And those are some heavy, heavy requirements. We, as the Port Authority, are also adding some additional requirements to that as well. The requirement for us to have liability, indemnification to a certain degree, and also to remediate expeditiously the timeline. We are also voluntarily taking on a prohibition against distribution warehouse development on the property. And we've a number of other things that we feel like make this a very, very difficult property to purchase and to remediate. We feel like the $30 million price is more than fair. And we feel like, again, it keeps the Trust Lands Administration whole in terms of what they purchased, but also for hopefully what they've had to incur over the last several years and benefits ultimately, hopefully, the school kids of the state of Utah. But also we feel like is a fair representation for what the property is worth given all of the significant dynamics controlling the property. Let me also say that with regards to this purchase sale agreement with CITLA. We are looking at an expedited timeline for closing. We believe this will happen in the next couple of weeks. I want to answer just a couple of questions that I think the public may have, which is one, why not just allow CITLA to move forward with this property? And let me just say that I think that was the direction that we were originally going. We had intended to partner with CITLA on this. In the January-February timeframe, it became apparent to our board and to me that we were going to be investing a lot of our money, the port's money, into this remediation site. With us investing that much money, we felt much more comfortable actually owning the property. And I would say that combined with, we had a slightly different, and I'm not going to say who's right, who's wrong. I'll just say our vision is slightly different than CITLA's vision. But I do want to say thank you to CITLA. They've been an amazing partner working through this. As we've gotten down to crunch time, they've been great. So thank you to our counterparts at CITLA. They really have been amazing. But combined with the fact that we were going to be investing a lot of money in this property and that we just had a slightly different vision, we felt like it was better for us to pursue purchase of this as opposed to a joint remediation opportunity. I don't want to get in too much into the specifics of what will happen after closing. I think people will naturally ask that question. My goal is just to get to closing and make sure that we get this taken care of in a timely manner. So that is our goal. For those who may wonder, what are we actually going to do post? I'm going to say remediate the property, everything we're contractually bound to. But beyond that, we're not going to go into those details until we actually control the property. What I will say is that we are dedicated to getting rail across the property. That will be one of our priorities. We want rail to service the north side of I-80. So that will absolutely be one of our priorities. So that, in a brief, hopefully concise way, gives us a sense for the purpose of the first resolution, which is authorizing the PSA, purchase sale agreement, that will allow us to move forward and to close on the property. Let me speak to the second item on your agenda, the resolution with Rio Tinto as well. Rio Tinto, quite frankly, they are one of the neighboring properties who's impacted by the landfill site, but they also hold restrictive covenants on the southwest portion of the site. Those restricted covenants are referred to as a no-build area. I got a question earlier this week on this, so I'll just explain. Right now, the way those covenants work, they are a no-build area. Our intent and our hope with this resolution, we've come to agreement with Rio Tinto to, after closing, as we understand it right now, the process will be we will close, and then we will sign an amendment, which is authorized by the board through this second amendment. This amendment, the objective and its purpose is to provide some changes to what those current restrictive covenants are. Those changes, concisely, are that we are looking to extend the time, but we are looking to make them more flexible and in terms of what we can develop in the area. Our conversations with Rio Tinto have been incredibly productive. We so appreciate having them as a partner. We look forward to getting that agreement signed as well. We will sign that officially after closing, but it will. So in essence, what will happen, the process will be we will take on all of the obligations as they stand, and then after closing, we will amend some of those with Rio Tinto. And I will put out there as a third, we are continuing to work with SLR, Suburban Land Reserve, on their interest in the property as well, and appreciate all three of our partners. I'll just say this, Mr. Chair. We know this has been disruptive to how development was going in the Northwest Quadrant. Our coming in and purchasing this property stopped a few things. It halted a few things. But we're hopeful that the value that we can provide in an expedited remediation and also in the future opportunity of really creating something that is unique and different than what is in the rest of this area will have proven very valuable and will more than make up for any time lost during this transition. So, Mr. Chair, that is my abbreviated presentation of an extremely complicated almost year and a half now in terms of trying to get this ready for the board.
Great, Ben. Thank you for that overview. And it has been, I just was thinking through, it's been 18 months since the first conversations about this. And so it's been a lot of time and energy and work. And that was just a very high level overview, but also very thorough. So thank you for that. All right, I'm going to pause here and open up to the board. Speaker, Victoria, Abby, any questions or comments for Ben or for the public before we move forward?
Ben or Miles, sorry, yep. Mr. Chair, if I may. Hey, I'd just like to take a couple minutes and tell everybody that has worked on this, thank you. Give a huge shout out to Sitla. These discussions have been going on for quite a while, and it's not always been easy, but we found ways to come together and work through some of these more difficult issues. And a huge shout out to Ben and his team, everybody that was involved from the Inland Port. You guys have spent so many hours on this over the last several months, and the attorneys, all the attorneys that were involved making sure that we get this right. Thank you for all that you did. And this is something really that will be a huge benefit, not just to the Northwest Quadrant. That's where we'll see the biggest benefit, but really to the whole state. And so, and it's a huge benefit to Sitla, huge benefit to the state, the Inland Port, the Northwest Quadrant. So thank you to everybody that's came together on this.
Great, Speaker. Thank you. You know, and Ryan, I just looking over on Ben's computer here, I see your hand up. Ryan, why don't you go ahead and jump in?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll just echo the speaker's remarks. It's wonderful to see this project come to fruition. Ben touched upon logistics and how important that is for Salt Lake, and I would just kind of double down on that message that as we look at our economic development moving forward, the logistics certainly is really at the heart of it. So I'm just grateful for Ben's leadership and for the staff and all the work that they put in, and completely support this. If you look at what we're doing, we're taking a piece of land that currently is a landfill, and we're converting it, we're upgrading it to something that's going to be so vibrant and so important to the economy. So can't think of a better use of our time and a better project for the port to be tackling. So very supportive of this. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Ryan. Any others online before I'll turn to Bill to see if anybody here in the room has any comments? Okay, seeing none. Bill, any comments?
Yeah, I would just say welcome to the neighborhood. We're very excited about this because I think the connection and the opportunity really for connection with the airport will get a lot stronger. This is a very important parcel, and we're really excited about that.
Great. Thank you for that, Bill. And a huge thanks as well to everybody on the board. This has been an ongoing process like we've talked about. And before we move forward into our public comment period, just to reiterate, is we came in as a new administration, we recognize that this entity, the Inland Port Authority, has a mandate to shape the development of the Northwest Quadrant in a way that makes it generationally impactful. And yet we didn't control land use, zoning, we didn't have any assets in that area. And so there was a fundamental misalignment. And what this acquisition does is it brings alignment back. And so now we have that mandate, but we also control a critical asset that will help enable us to be in the neighborhood and to be a good partner and be a good neighbor and to help shape development in the area and bend the arc of development away from where it was headed, which was warehouse and distribution and in a landfill that was leaching on neighboring properties and all the environmental issues that come with that, and shape it towards the type of generational development in terms of advanced manufacturing, getting rail infrastructure into the area that will help other types of manufacturing, and to create the jobs in the community that's so important for that part of Salt Lake City and for that key nexus area of the state. And so a huge thanks to everybody in the community. I remember when we first came in, having dinner in community members' homes right there adjacent to the property and hearing loud and clear from them, why do other parts of the state get more manufacturing, advanced manufacturing, more innovation happening, but we get warehouse and distribution when we're so strategically located. And now this puts us on the path where we can go and make progress on those issues and fulfill our mandate of impacting development in that area in a way that, that benefits generations. And so huge congratulations, Ben, to you and the team. And a thanks to all of our partners at CITLA, Rio Tinto, SLR, and elsewhere that have worked very hard to make this happen. So with that, let's move forward into the general public comment portion of the meeting. Once we begin, we will no longer accept any additional public comment cards. Upon recognition by me, the speaker shall approach the microphone to give their comment, and all comments shall be directed to the chair. And again, we will limit comments to 2 minutes per comment. So our first comment is Courtney Henley. So Courtney, if you'd like to go ahead and come up to the mic there.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Courtney Henley. I serve on the Board of Directors of Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment. Resolution 2023-10 furthers the positioning goal of Phase 1 of the Salt Lake Project Area Master Development Plan. It will spend hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer-packed bond funds and legislative appropriations to acquire and develop the CITLA property. But what for? Phase 2 of the Master Development Plan requires a health impact assessment. Here is a health impact assessment. It is a regulatory impact analysis for the proposed reconsideration of the National Ambient Air Quality Standards for particulate matter. Solid, peer-reviewed science. Every 1 microgram per cubic millimeter increase in the annual standard or 5 increase in the 24-hour standard translates to a cost of billions of dollars to the study population. These are costs attributable to premature death and treatment for heart attacks, strokes, asthma, COPD, miscarriage, premature birth, learning and developmental delay. I can go on and on. Any medical problem associated with inflammation, which is all of them, is worsened by air pollution. The Crossroads PID bond sale press release states intent to develop the property with a transloading cross-dock facility to leverage existing infrastructure and Union Pacific's intermodal hub to provide options for cargo owners to move freight with fossil-fueled truck, train, and air. The health impact assessment will prohibit this. Other than ecological research and conservation, none of the proposed economic engines of Phase 1 are going to pass the Phase 2 test. So again, it is a wonder, before we spend hundreds of millions of dollars, what is the acquisition and remediation for? Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the comment. And that was our only comment for today's meeting, so we'll move forward with the agenda. We'll now move on to a consideration of Resolution 2023-10, which will authorize the purchase of the North Temple Landfill property from CITLA. And Ben, will you go ahead and please read the resolution, and then we'll go ahead and look to a motion and for a second on that resolution. And are we required to read the resolution? I think we're all clear on what it is that the resolution states. And so if we're not required to do it, then we can skip this step. Okay.
Now, if that's okay, because I feel like we do want to do this all
okay.
By the book.
No problem.
Okay, so for Resolution 2023-10, This is a resolution of the Utah Inland Port Authority authorizing the purchase of real property from CITLA.
Great. Thank you, Ben, for that. Do I have a motion to adopt Resolution 2023-10?
Mr. Chair, if I may, I'd like to make that motion.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Thank you, Brian, for that second. Ben, could you go ahead and conduct the roll call vote?
Mr. Chair, can we have discussion to that motion, if we may?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I hope that this is a motion that we can all support. I have to push back, though, on some of the public comment that was made by Ms. Henley. We are not taking hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer dollars and paying for development with this motion. That's not what this motion is doing. This motion is actually taking hundreds of millions of dollars and cleaning up a dump that has a huge environmental impact going on right now out there in the Northwest Quadrant. We currently have leaching fluids leaking onto other properties in the groundwater. This has been going on. It needs to stop. It needs to be fixed. And to some of the other comments that Mrs. Henley made, everything we do has an impact on the environment, including the house that she lives in and when it was built, including the mode of transportation that she chose to take to get to this meeting today, including the food that she eats that was delivered through transportation to whatever restaurant she may go to or whatever grocery store she may go to or whatever other impact she has. Yes, some of the things that we do and us living here on this planet has an impact. But it's how we figure out a way to lessen that impact is what's most important. We are a growing state. We need to have opportunities for our kids and grandkids. We need to be responsible with the opportunities that we're given, that we make good decision to make the least amount of impact as possible moving forward. I know for a fact that every member of this board, that's what they talk about, that's what their goal is, and that's what our goal as a state of Utah is. And I think it's been proven out by what's happened and the motions and that this Inland Port has taken. We're working on several other things, some of which have the opportunity to reduce air pollution more than anything else in the Northwest Quadrant. Reduce, not add to, reduce. These are things that the Inland Port is currently working on. And so to suggest that we don't care, I've heard this multiple times from Mrs. Henley, and quite honestly, I've had enough of it. And so we're here to do what's best for Utah, the Northwest Quadrant, and find a balance. I would hope that her organization and others could come together in a productive way and help us find that balance. Yes, we all have an impact. The day I was born, I had an impact. The day you were born, we all had an impact. Let's find a way to come together to lessen that impact and find and protect our environment and do the things that we need to do to further this state in the right direction. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Speaker, thank you for that important clarification. We appreciate it. Okay, we have a resolution, 2023-10, and a second. Any other comments before we go ahead and move forward on the vote? Seeing none, Ben, why don't you go ahead and read us the roll call vote, please.
All right. Ryan Starks?
Yes.
Abby Osborne?
Yes.
Speaker Mike Schultz?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Unanimous, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Now moving on, we have a resolution 2023-11 approving the restrictive covenants agreement with Rio Tinto. And Ben, could you go ahead and read that into the record?
Mr. Chair, resolution 2023-11, a resolution of the Utah Inland Port Authority Board authorizing the execution of the First Amendment to Declaration of Restrictive Covenants.
Great, thank you very much. Do we have a motion to adopt resolution 2023-11?
So moved.
Okay, Ryan moves. Do we have a second?
I can second that.
Great, thanks, Abby. Okay, Ben, why don't you go ahead and conduct the roll call vote?
Ryan Starks.
Yes.
Abby Osborne.
Yes.
Speaker Mike Schultz.
Yes.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
That's unanimous.
Okay, and we pass that resolution as well. Okay, any other concluding comments before we move forward? Ryan, I got out of bed today to hear another fruit acronym. Now is your opportunity, my friend.
One trick show. Sorry.
Okay. You can work on that before our next meeting. Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan, for that. And we thank everybody for your participation. And this will conclude the business of our UEPA board meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.